Yeah, got a new show for y'all. Got a damn good show.
With your 17 Crime Watch, a local woman under arrest this hour accused of tearing down the American flag at Hart Park and raising the national flag of Mexico in its place. The arrest caught on camera.
You're not going to tell me what to do. This is Mexican land. Look at that flag, because that flag isn't on the floor, is it? Hey. Is it?
Hey.
You can't say I'm disrespecting. No, esta es mi tierra. Esta es mi tierra. Esta es mi tierra.
Come here.
Okay, my people. I'm going in peace, and you're hurting me, and you're gonna regret it when you touch me, my when your
toxic.
When your kids, you're squishing my hand, and they already know.
I don't understand this. Kern County, I think that's in California. Yeah. This is stolen land. Well, don't try to understand it. She's low capacity. She doesn't even understand what she's saying. I can't believe like these people to come here, like just with the protests, you know, they're waving their flags. I'm like, shouldn't you be waving an American flag?
Yeah.
Like when this country was like systemically racist back in the Martin Luther King days and the million man march, remember?
Yeah.
All the black people is waving American flags.
Right. Yeah. They just want to be treated like every other American.
Yeah. Even though they were being systematically discriminated against.
Right. Right.
Couldn't even drink from the same water fountain. They still.
Yeah. She's trying to say this land is Mexico. It's stolen land.
Man.
Now that's already been debunked.
Take me. Take me.
All this happening this morning around 9:30. The Kern County Sheriff's Office says 24-year-old Crystal Aguilar cut the chain securing the flagpole at the entrance to the park, removed the American flag, threw it into the mud, and replaced it with the flag of Mexico. When park rangers attempted to detain Aguilar, she responded with a slew of threats. She was taken into custody and booked into jail on several charges, including threatening a peace officer, vandalism, and resisting arrest.
I hope she's a citizen, because if she's not, she's gone. You get deported. You out here committing crimes?
If you're not an American citizen, if you're a resident alien, and you're just a green card holder, man, you just ruined your chance to become a citizen. The one thing I understand about these people, if Mexico is so great, you waving a flag, why don't you live there? But I think her whole argument is that this is Mexico, but yeah, maybe in 1485 it was Mexico, but it's not anymore.
Yeah, man. Low capacity.
I've noticed more foreign flags were visible than American. Is that counterintuitive? That's a question columnist Gustavo Arellano contemplates in his new column in the LA Times. Why waving the Mexican flag at immigration rallies is not wrong. Gustavo now joins me live. Good to have you.
That dude look woke. It's not wrong. When you protest, you're supposed to have the other side embrace you.
Yeah. You want them to see you.
Right.
They want to look it from your point of view.
Yeah. But instead, you're waving your native country's flag. You're alienating the people that you want to embrace you.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense.
That's because it's stupid.
So tell us, why isn't it wrong? I mean, these protesters are fighting for either themselves or someone else to stay here in the U.S. Why is waving a Mexican flag not counterintuitive and not wrong?
It is.
Because when you have a society that wraps itself in the stars and stripes and calls your family members and yourself aliens, invaders, and those are the nice things, you're going to wrap yourself in any sort of pride that you have. And for many of these, not just the Mexican flag, although I'll get to the Mexican flag specifically in a little bit, but also the flags of El Salvador, the Venezuela, Latin America, any country that has at least ancestrally said, like, hey, you're part of us, you're cool. Trust me, I wish it.
Moron. And you know what's crazy about El Salvador, Mexico, Nicaragua, all these different countries?
Right.
Like if you live in Mexico,
Mexico, the Mexicans, they hate the El Salvadorans. They hate the Nicaraguans. If a Mexican goes in El Salvador, El Salvadorans hate the Mexicans.
And the Cubans and vice versa.
Right. And then they all come here and now they're united.
Yeah. His explanation for why these people are carrying that flag doesn't make any sense. The term illegal alien means that you're in a foreign country illegally. You're not a citizen of that country. That's not to alienate you. That's just to tell you that, hey, you're breaking that foreign country's laws.
And he's cherry picking like the people.
Yeah, he's making excuses for these people carrying flags.
Yeah, he's cherry picking like people call them illegal aliens. It's not your country. Yeah. You're not supposed to be here.
Right.
That's the truth.
That's the truth.
But if you want people to understand where you're coming from, like if these people want to be Americans,
I
don't want to be a legal alien. I want to join your military. I want to be in America. I want to live in the best country. Yeah. I left Mexico because it's a horrible place. You know, you would make a lot more leeway.
But these people want preferential treatment. They want to come here, take all our resources, drain us, and send it back to Mexico.
Yeah, these people come here, they can't speak the language, and they get on welfare.
Yeah.
It was all American flags, but we're not at that moment, and we haven't sadly been at that moment in 30 some years. But blame the conservatives who have hijacked the flag and made it into a symbol of menace for especially undocumented folks and their children.
What? You got an atrocious brain. That was wild.
It's the conservatives' fault.
Yeah, but you want to live in a country where you see their flag as being a menace to them.
Yeah.
And you raise your flag up, Viva Mexico, but you want to live in a country.
The United States should alienate illegal immigrants. That flag is not theirs.
Follow up with that. Don't you sort of catch more flies with honey, though? I mean, if it's right. I mean, if you're
moron.
Trying to win over
moron.
Those on the right, the conservatives, why not fly red, white, and blue?
You know, you suck when a woman's smarter than you.
And on top of that, why is it just Republicans?
Yeah.
There's people on the left that feel the exact same way. It's just not a Republican issue.
Yeah.
I agree with you. And I say that in my column. Like, I wish all those kids and everyone would look like Uncle Sam and Lady Liberty and wave the American flag. But look, we tried this. Our folks tried this in 2006. And this is an issue, by the way, that's been going on in Southern California now for over 30 years, ever since a Prop 187 protest, where you had moderate Latinos, and not even moderate, even liberal Latinos saying, kids, don't wave that Mexican flag. Wave the American flag. Same thing happened in 2006. Same thing's happening right now. But look, you could have a legal immigrant singing the Star Spangled Banner in front of, the Star Spangled Banner in front of, in the Smithsonian, and there's people who will still call them invaders. You could be the nicest, most.
He's taking the worst of the worst and generalizing, using those people to generalize everybody on the right.
Yeah, he just got a pessimistic view. That's all. He's actually making excuses for these people.
American, at least in visually possible, and people are still going to hate you. Again, I don't agree with it, but I'm just calling the facts.
The facts.
You singled out the Mexican flag in your first answer. So making a point versus El Salvador, for instance, or Venezuelan, what was your point?
To ask the average American, describe to me the flag of El Salvador. They have no idea. Nicaragua, Venezuela now, yellow. But
we don't need to know. All we want to know about is the American flag. That's all we care about.
Yeah, and our republic's flags. You know, our republic. Every state that makes up our republic, their flags. We don't recognize foreign flags. I mean, we recognize foreign flags when we go to their countries, but we'll have to recognize and give these people special preferential treatment because they're from another country.
Hey,
that make sense?
Hey, they recognize our flag. You know why? Because we so great.
Yeah, that's why they came here. They know what that red, white, and blue stands for.
Jobs. No more poverty.
Yeah.
Mexico, the flag of Mexico just enrages people. It's been enraging Americans for what now? 175 years? And I get it. It's our neighbor to the south. We have engaged in what?
Enrages.
Two official wars.
That's an enragement.
A lot of unofficial wars. Now we have tariff wars. Now we have all sorts of stuff.
No, we don't.
So if I never see people getting so angry at protests if someone's waving the Irish flag or the Italian flag. And this is
Who's waving an Irish and Italian flag? Who's doing that?
And they're in the country legally.
This stupidity is only comes from the people that come through our southern border.
Yeah.
And it's, what's the word I'm looking for? Encouraged by idiots like this.